Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
When the owners of the Blackhawks today released findings from an outside investigation which showed the team's top leaders delayed action in a 2010 on a player's accusation of sexual assault against the former coach until after the team won the Stanley Cup. They're apologizing for the handling of the case and confirming that general manager Stan Bowman and others involved have left the team. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the story.
Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Reed Scharr says in his investigation, he learned team management, including former President John McDonough and coach Joel Quenneville, learned of allegations against Brad Aldridge within an hour of the team winning a playoff spot.
One witness recalled that during the meeting, Mr. McDonough and coach Quenneville made comments about the challenge of getting to the Stanley Cup Finals and a desire to focus on the team and the playoffs.
CEO Danny Wirtz apologized to the former player who is suing the team.
We deeply regret the harm caused to John Doe and the other individuals who were affected and our failures to promptly address these allegations.
Scharr says the investigation found the team's owners did not know about the allegations until the lawsuit. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's now up to leaders at two separate federal agencies to sign off on a new recommendation from a government panel that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine should be approved for younger children.
A majority of a panel of the FDA's outside vaccine advisors voted in favor of authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 5. After a day-long meeting wrestling with the possibility that the risk of rare heart inflammation side effects linked to the vaccine might outweigh the benefits of COVID-19 hospitalizations prevented. While children can be just as likely to catch and spread the disease as adults, they are far less likely to come down with severe cases of COVID-19. However, many of the panel's members said it was important to provide access to high-risk children who may need the shots. Alexander Tin, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4:33. There's a new explanation about what's been causing the ongoing water crisis in Dixmoor.
Plain and simple, we had a 100-year-old pipe burst.
Leaders in nearby Harvey say that pipe is located in Dixmoor, not Harvey. Mayor Christopher Clark.
I'm not going to attack my fellow mayor because of some of the things that may have been said. I'm not going to do that. But what I'm going to do is, as a leader in the city of Harvey, is do my part to try to do everything I can to make the situation better.
Dixmoor Village President Fitzgerald Roberts says he declined to attend Harvey's press conference, citing the ongoing need to help residents affected by the water issues. Harvey leaders say they will continue to assist.
We need to invest in our infrastructure. That's the message here. We need to not only build infrastructure, but we need to maintain aging infrastructure.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, in Lyle, high school students stood with a classmate during a meeting of the school board last night when she raised concerns about alleged anti-Islamic comments by a teacher. WBBM's Mike Krauser with more.
Sophomore Zoya Sheikh said she's been in the district since preschool and there's always been safety and acceptance until 2 weeks ago.
An instructor brought politics, racially and religiously charged topics into a classroom setting that were directed towards me, the only hijab-wearing student.
She said the teacher singled her out, going on a 25-minute tirade about race, background checks, immigration and deportation, and the sexual relations of Muslims.
I felt shocked. I felt unprepared and I felt personally attacked in front of another instructor and my classmates who did not know how to interject and stop this inappropriate interaction.
She said when she complained it was offensive, the teacher loudly ended it with vulgar profanity.
To be singled out and bullied.
She said there needs to be cultural sensitivity training, also training about bullying, intimidation, and harassment. That's the story from Lyle High School.
A majority of staffers at Columbia College voted overwhelmingly in favor of authorizing a strike. The vote comes after 3 years of negotiations. Both sides are at odds over salary increases and health care costs. Contract talks are set to resume on Thursday. Our top story, federal regulators a step closer to approving the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, bringing a response from Chicago's public health commissioner. The city's top doctor says clinics should have shots available for children as soon as next week. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the update.
Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody says this will not be the Hunger Games. When COVID vaccine doses are fully approved for children between 5 and 11 years old, the city and its school system will be ready. For example, she says Comer Children's Hospital is tentatively planning a vaccination clinic for as soon as November 6th or 7th.
Lurie Children's Hospital is also tentatively planning its first pediatric vaccine clinic, maybe as soon as November 5th.
And Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez is also ready. After all, he says, while 90% of CPS staff is vaccinated, less than half students between 12 and 17 have had the shots.
For me, it's not just the 5 to 11 year old, it's also the family. So if we can get unvaccinated adults as well as older children, you know, it would be great to make it a family effort.
And he's looking forward to his own children being vaccinated. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The owners of the Blackhawks today insisted the team's culture has changed since executives delayed action on accusations of sexual harassment against a former coach until after the team won the Stanley Cup in 2010. Blackhawks CEO Danny Wirtz today released results of an investigation which determined that team leaders violated their own sexual harassment policies in the handling of allegations by a player against ex-video coach Brad Aldrich.
The Blackhawks are a very different organization than we were in 2010. And I'm not talking about wins and losses. I am confident that this would not be tolerated in our organization today.
Aldrich was allowed to resign rather than subject himself to an investigation. He later pled guilty to sexual abuse in a separate case in Michigan. Today, the Hawks said everyone involved in the Aldrich case are off the team, including general manager Stan Bowman.
Getting a clear picture of what's caused the water delivery issues that have affected homes and businesses in Dixmoor for more than a week. The village gets its water from neighboring Harvey today. Authorities say the issue has been traced to a water main break in Dixmoor. Rick Bryant is senior aide to Congressman Robin Kelly.
Plain and simple, we had a 100-year-old pipe burst. No one knew exactly where it was. It took a while to find it. But that tells us that, you know, this problem could happen in any town.
The village has been offering bottled water to affected customers.
The St. Charles School District is looking to attract more substitute teachers by increasing their pay.
Assistant Superintendent Mark Moore said during a school board meeting, every district he knows of is short substitute teachers, and surrounding districts have already increased pay.
I am coming with a proposed new rate of $120 per day for teacher subs. The longevity rate, which attaches when you've reached your 31st day of work, would go to 140. And the long-term rate, where you're basically taking over the classroom from the teacher, those are typically long-term medical leaves, would go up to 200.
Board member Ed McNally.
One of the comments that's been made repeatedly to me is, why would I go to St. Charles when I can work an hour less somewhere else and get $10 more? So I think this is something of a no-brainer.
The increases would bring St. Charles schools in line with what others are doing. That's the story from St. Charles.
The Naperville Police Department says a New York City teen is responsible for making a threat to Naperville North High School earlier this month. That threat prompted a soft lockdown. The school was dismissed early. Police say the teen is charged with aggravated harassment in their home state, where NYPD now has jurisdiction over this case.
Well, even on a busy day of fall veto session at the Capitol, there's still time to honor the champions of women's pro basketball.
Governor Pritzker says the sky is more than a championship basketball team.
There is no feeling quite like overcoming an 11-point deficit in the final minutes of a game. And if something's going to hold a candle to that accomplishment, it's the impact of the Sky Cares Foundation, supporting veterans, empowering women, and advancing diversity and inclusion.
And one representative says this proves there's something for women's basketball players after college. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A few dozen Chicago police officers and their supporters showed up outside police headquarters today to protest the city's vaccine status reporting mandate.
Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara says officers were threatened with discipline if they showed up for the rally here at 35th and Michigan. He says the city needs to return to the bargaining table with the union to work out a solution. And Catanzara says the solution is daily COVID testing.
It's the simplest solution that really would stop the spread if that's what they really wanted to do.
It's never been about that, though. It's always been about control. So the ball is in her court. I'm calling BS right to your face, Miss Mayor. Rapid testing every day. You decide.
Grace Giambo was among those at the rally. Her husband, Officer Timothy Fellman, is one of 23 officers put on non-pay status for not revealing whether he's vaccinated.
He has taken one for the team. He is on a non-pay status, and we don't care. We're going to figure this out.
At police headquarters, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Four more states are removed today from Chicago's COVID-19 travel advisory. Georgia, Louisiana, Maryland, and Mississippi are no longer on the list of states where travelers who are not fully vaccinated are asked to quarantine upon return to Chicago. It now includes 41 states and two territories.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.